Wind in the cypress, salt in the wind. What I wanted to say to my brother, the dial tone was already tenderly humming, so I lay the phone down without placing a number. I might have lullabied it to my bride instead, but she was listening to her pillow so intently that she'd closed her patient eyes. The blackened television beat me to the private punchline in my head. Even as I left the house, I felt the feckless altar echoes of 1,000 messages precede me in the breathless froth and lather of the moon across the fescue. Though all was still, a psalm I could have prayed, a more precise rendition of the tune I'd almost thought advanced there like a season at the speed of natural law. At last, I wanted only to appeal that you, who'd gone, would come again as you had done before and meet me on the ice-white lawn beyond the palms. You were there already, having heard. I'd brought so many inexpressibles I wanted to impress on you, but something barometric changed, came backward, and I knew that I was wrong about them all. My mind was raw, my mouth and every syllable I'd labored to prepare dissolved. Thank God. Wind in the cypress, salt in the wind, the unambitious stretch of beachside still exceeds my indiscretions and is patently immune. Briefly, we each smiled before you turned, the streetlights golden at our shoulders like two empty speech balloons.